Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Good morning again, everyone. You know, the potholes were so bad on the Deegan the other day that it was a relief when I got to the Cross Bronx Expressway. You know things are bad in New York when driving on the Cross Bronx is a relief for any reason. And with that as prelude, we welcome for the first time New York City's brand new transportation commissioner, Polly Trottenberg, just taking office under Mayor de Blasio. So nice of you to come into our studios. Welcome to WNYC and congratulations on your exciting new job.
Thank you so much, Brian. It's great to be here.
And I know you want to talk about the Vision Zero plan, and so do I, and we will. I also want to ask what it's like to succeed Jeanette Sada Khan, who, lover or hater, left such a big mark. They say life is what happens while you're making other plans, however. And so, boom, all this snow greets the new administration.
Yes, it does.
And instead of Vision Zero, you've got to hit, or in addition to Vision Zero, you've got to hit the pothole ground running. And I see you and the mayor made some announcements yesterday about the staggering 113,000 potholes that you've already filled. How's it going?
Well, thank you. It is going well, but yes, the winter storms have been a challenge, and I'm going to update the number because actually, as of today, the hardworking New York City DOT crews have filled 117,000 potholes. And I want to say right from the get-go, I really appreciate the work these public servants have been doing this winter, both at DOT and sanitation. I know you had Commissioner Doherty on here recently. We have had nearly 5 feet of snow, about seven storms, freezing, thawing, salt, plows, tire chains. Clearly, all of them are taking a toll on our roadways. But I have to say the DOT crews are keeping up best they can. They are filling potholes at an amazing pace, working very, very hard. And as you heard from our announcement yesterday with the mayor, we're trying to look at every creative idea we can come up with to tackle the problem, technology, bringing in engineering students. And the mayor's put some resources on the table as well.
And 113,000 potholes or 117,000. Let's see. If that's another 4,000 in the last day, how many potholes an hour are they filling? Did you do the math?
Well, they can fill a pothole. Depending on the size and complexity of the pothole, they can fill them in a minute or two. I mean,
that's
these
incredible.
Crews are really good experts.
Yeah, and they must have some very contemporary materials that I know nothing about, like some kind of asphalt superglue.
They actually do, believe it or not. We actually have some, you know, very new kind of space-age asphalt, which is, you know, has a better sticking power and you know, hopefully the potholes will last longer. But look, there's no question, even as we're filling them, as we've had freeze, thaw, plow, snow, it's been tough. This winter is going to be challenging, and I hope people will bear with us as we do our best to fill all the potholes.
And it is more than twice as many potholes as needed to be filled in by this time last year.
Correct.
Or the year before. Any idea, if it's 117,000 down, how many left to go currently out there?
That is a good question. I don't have an answer because, the truth be told, we fill them as they emerge. And, you know, I can't even predict whether there's going to be any more snow or what's to come. You know, I can promise you, you know, at DOT, we're going to do our best to stay on top of them. There are going to be a lot of potholes this year, but I don't know the number.
And before we move on to other things, is there a way or a best way for residents or drivers to report potholes that they see out there?
Yes, 311 is the best way to do it. The city's call-in number, and you know, we get, you know, right now our response time, we're getting to them all generally at least in under 2 days, and we're going to keep shooting for that. We'll see how many emerge though in the coming weeks.
New York City Transportation Commissioner Polly Trottenberg, my guest on WNYC. All right, Vision Zero, the goal of zero traffic deaths. You and the mayor and the police commissioner announced a major set of policies toward that end the other day. And number one on the list seemed to be increased enforcement against speeding. Here is Police Commissioner Bill Bratton.
Over the last 5 years, it's apparent that 70% of incidents involving pedestrian fatalities involve the issue of speed or failure to yield.
So is it your impression, is it his impression, that the police were winking at speeding in the past?
No, I don't think the police were winking at speeding. I think, you know, Vision Zero sort of represents that we need to sort of change attitudes and awareness. And obviously one of the areas, NYPD, which has done, as you know, an incredible job of reducing the crime rate in the city, the murder rate in the city, this is going to be a new priority for them, as we're hoping it's going to be for all New Yorkers.
It's been suggested, though, by gridlock Sam Schwartz and others that one of the reasons speeding tickets aren't given out as quick as parking tickets is that the city keeps all the revenue from parking tickets but turns over half the speeding ticket revenue to the state. Do you know that to be true, and do you think it's been a factor in past decisions about enforcement?
Yeah, I don't know if that's true. I do know this on the question of enforcement. Truth be told, it is easier to issue parking tickets. The car is sitting there, and you can see whether it's in violation. But I also want to say that in terms of speeding tickets, the goal is not revenue generation. I mean, and the goal is to improve safety. That's also true in the case of cameras. We hear the accusation that this is just a way to raise revenue. It's not a way to raise revenue. It does raise revenue because that affects behavior. But in my opinion, if we got to a place where people were not speeding and not running red lights and we were collecting no revenue, that would be a victory.
It certainly should be the aspiration. I guess my question was whether you're convinced that that was the priority in the past as opposed to revenue. It sounds like you don't want to make any accusations.
Well, I can't speak about the past. I can tell you going forward, we want to use these tools to make the street safer.
And Vision Zero, obviously, is an aspiration. We had 286 traffic deaths in the city last year. How low can we go in 2014?
Yeah, I can't give you a number. I mean, as you know, this is going to involve culture change and personal responsibility for all of us, for drivers, pedestrians, cyclists, improved enforcement at DOT. If you've seen the report, we've committed ourselves to doing a lot of terrific things to improve street design, public education. You know, I think we're very optimistic that we're going to lower that number. But part of this also involves an agenda up in Albany, which is more speed cameras, more traffic cameras, and having the city have more ability to control the speed limits on its streets.
It's crazy, isn't it, that Albany state legislature has to approve the number of speed cameras, speeding detection cameras that the city, installs on its own radios. We have to ask people from Tioga County to give us permission to do that.
Well, I will say this. I'll put it in a more positive spin on it, which is clearly the city has made some progress up in Albany in the past couple of years. We did get some ability to do speed cameras and red light cameras. And I think we now have a powerful coalition in this city of elected officials that I've been talking to, advocates, and, look, families who've lost loved ones in some of these tragedies. And I think we're going to make an impact up in Albany.
And I think the number of traffic deaths deserves coming back to and lingering on for just a minute. 286 last year. That's almost the number of murders in the city. And look how much focus the media, the government has put on reducing the murder rate over the past 20 years. And of course, rightly so. But if there are almost as many people dying in traffic accidents as are killed in actual murders every year, then doesn't it deserve almost the same amount of attention as a place where, you know, the city should put effort to save lives? And it sounds like that's what you're doing.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, I couldn't have put it better myself. I mean, that is clearly the case. And look, as you know, driving down the murder rate in New York City is one of the great urban success stories. And I think we want to have an urban success story here. We're going to turn focus now to this issue. And I think we're going to make some real progress, just as NYPD was able to do on the murder rate.
Polly Trottenberg, the new transportation commissioner under Mayor Bill de Blasio in New York City. You announced a plan as part of this to redesign 50 intersections per year around the city. Are there any at the top of your list right off the bat? We did a call in a social media project a few weeks ago asking people to identify what they think is the worst intersection that they have to deal with. And you can imagine people have their pet ones all over the five boroughs.
Oh, I'm hearing all about them, believe me.
I'll bet you are. So are there any that you would identify publicly as being at the top of your list?
Well, I don't want to pick specific projects. I'll give you a couple areas we want to focus on. But part of why I don't want to identify specifics yet is we are going to take incoming from elected officials, from community boards, from concerned citizens. You know, the part of this process has to be working with the community at the grassroots. This is not a DOT tells you what we need. This is we want to hear from you. One area I think that's going to be a big focus for us that we hear a lot about is dealing with some of the major arterial streets in the city. You know, that in a lot of cases, as you know, Brian, were designed sort of to speed the movement of cars and trucks. Not a lot of thought was given to how pedestrians would navigate them. And we're really going to focus on reducing speeds and making those major arterials. There are areas where there are a lot of crashes, making those safer.
And that's another proposal to lower the citywide speed limit from 30 to 25. Now, the city council proposal would have it go down to 20. So how did you decide on 25?
Well, I want to say, first of all, I think I'm glad to say there is a lot of broad agreement that we need to lower the speed limit in the city. That is, you know, and I think Sam Schwartz said it well on your show, which is the lower the speed, the more likely, if there is some sort of an unfortunate crash, that whoever is involved will survive. I think our city engineers have determined that, again, what you want to do is pick a default speed limit for the city and then mark areas where you're going to make the speed limit either higher or low. And I think they've determined 25 actually makes the most sense. But I think, look, we want to work with the coalition that wants to lower New York's speed limit, and we'll hopefully get to the right place.
One controversial proposal, as I've seen it reported, is that you would have yellow taxi meters stop charging passengers or charge them less whenever the driver is speeding. What's the actual proposal there?
Well, I think we're looking at a pilot in that regard. And certainly, as you point out, we've heard from a lot of people with a lot of strong views at that. And I think we're going to take a look at what's the best way to do that. I mean, obviously, taxi cabs, you know, who take up so much of the street space are an important piece of the puzzle. And we want to, I think, come up with the best ways we can make taxi cab rides as safe as possible.
We've all been in taxis where we think the driver is taking our lives in their hands. Sometimes we even have the nerve to ask them to slow down. But do passengers want this provision as a matter of law any more than the drivers do? What about when you get into a cab and you say, get me to LaGuardia and step on it?
Well, you know, it's funny. I think part of what Vision Zero is going to be about is all of us thinking a little bit when we say that. When we're behind the wheel or when we get in a taxi cab and we're late, and look, we're New Yorkers, we're rushing around, we have to make a flight or a meeting, and we say, hurry up, hurry up. I can tell you, I think part of the culture change has to be, you know what? It's not worth it. It's not worth getting to that meeting on time if we're going to speed and drive in an unsafe manner. So we're all going to have to sort of change our thinking.
A couple of other things before you go. The Daily News cover today is about the mayor's car, the police vehicle that was carrying him, SUV, blowing two stop signs, changing lanes without signaling, and going 60 miles an hour in a 45 zone. I don't think people are suggesting this is different from past mayors, but is it Vision Zero for thee but not for me?
No, I don't think so. And look, you know, the NYPD put out a statement about that. Obviously, they're the ones that handle the mayor's travel and his security detail. I mean, I would say this, you know, I've been on the job now not even a month, and having the opportunity to see the kind of leadership that Mayor de Blasio wants to put into Vision Zero in making our streets safer, I'm very inspired by it.
And I think that was a Channel 2 story. They had cameras follow around the mayor's motorcade. But do you have a general policy or attitude on emergency or police vehicles speeding or breaking other traffic laws when not in an emergency situation?
I mean, again, I sort of have to defer to the NYPD on that. They're the ones that are handling security and emergencies. But I think all of us are going to take a look at how, as we're traveling around the city, we're going to do it as safely as possible, public officials and the public alike.
Bus Rapid Transit, BRT. This was one of your things as a federal official, right?
Correct.
Do you have big plans for the city, and can you convince neighborhoods? And I'll tell you, I live along the BX-12 route,
yep,
up Fordham Road, Pelham Parkway into Inwood. I think it's fabulous, but you have to convince neighborhoods to give us their curbside parking to give it up for BRT dedicated bus lanes.
Yep.
Can you do that?
No question. And look, as you probably know, the mayor has a big vision on this. He promised in his campaign platform to greatly expand, you know, select bus service around the city, and we're looking at how to do that. But of course, you're right. We want to do it in a way that the community feels like they're a part of the process. And I think, you know, as you're saying, you like it up in your neighborhood to some degree with new things like this. And, you know, you mentioned my predecessor, Jeanette. You know, she was able to come in and introduce a lot of new things into the city's transportation system. You know, it took some time for people to absorb them and see how they work. But I think we're seeing a lot of support for them. And there's certainly a lot of neighborhoods around the city that I think are ready to embrace, you know, BRT or select bus service.
Do you know Jeanette Sadakan? Do you hang out? Are you part of a community of transportation experts and advocates that, you know, you were kind of friends and allies and admiring each other's work before you got this
Absolutely.
Job?
Absolutely. I'm lucky. I know three of my predecessors well, Jeanette and Iris Weinshall and Lee Sander. Love and admire them all, and certainly work closely with Jeanette in my role at USDOT, and I'm an admirer of a lot of things that she's done and want to build on them, and worked very closely with Iris Weinshall. As you know, I worked for her husband, Senator Schumer, for many years.
The previous administration with Bloomberg and Kahn had a LaGuardia Airport BRT plan that got watered down. Is that something you want to revive?
Yeah, we're taking a look at that, and you know, more news to come on that.
And lastly, I presume you're a city bike fan. Do you have plans for a phase two rollout?
Yes, I am a city bike fan, and I've gotten to ride. Admittedly, there's been a lot of snow on the ground, so not as much as I want to. But hopefully now that it's melting, I'll get to be out there
more. If there are any tires that can navigate the snow, they're those thick knobbies
on those
city bikes,
right? They are good. They are
actually
good for snow.
Such heavy bikes.
They are. Well, that's, you know, you need them to be durable in New York City. Yes, we are, you know, sitting down with the city bike folks and looking at, you know, what might be, you know, phase two, so to speak. The mayor, as you know, has said that he's very interested in expanding the program to other boroughs. And certainly I've been talking to members of the city council, and there's a lot of enthusiasm for doing
that. Any specific hint along those lines of what a phase two rollout might involve?
Well, not ready to say yet, but obviously, look, our goal is to expand this to other parts of the city in the long run.
Anything else you want to say?
No, listen, I want to thank you for having me on. And, you know, it's great that you're helping to spread the word on Vision Zero, because, you know, this is going to be a big priority for the de Blasio administration and something we want to get all New Yorkers interested in and excited about.
Polly Trottenberg, she's the brand new transportation commissioner for New York City. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, are you related to A.J. Jacobs? Probably. We'll tell you why.